USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the border crisis worsens, the woman in charge of fixing the problem, Vice President Kamala Harris, had this to say on Thursday when asked by a Univision News anchor when she planned to visit the border.
I said I'm going to go to the border. And when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I said I'm going to the border.
The G7 summit is set to commence Friday in the United Kingdom. The leaders of the group of seven economies will meet in Cornwall. That's in southwest England. It runs through Sunday. Key talking points will include the novel coronavirus, the climate, Russia, China, and the Middle East. President Biden will meet with G7 leaders to discuss ways to forge a more fair, sustainable, and inclusive global economy that meets the unique challenges of our time, a press release said. Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, along with the United States, are the G7. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get a vaccine update with Dan Araki.
President Biden announced Thursday that the U.S. would purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in order to donate them to distribute to nearly 100 countries. Biden is also expected to push other members of the Group of Seven to help boost global vaccine supplies. Announcing the purchase while in the UK, Biden said that the first shots will ship out later this summer and will come with no strings attached.
200 million of these doses will be delivered this year, 2021. And 300 million more will be delivered in the first half of 2022. Let me be clear. Just as with the 80 million doses we previously announced, the United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While the Biden administration continues to not take any action against the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border, Texas leadership is going to take action. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Abbott announced the news while discussing a slew of border initiatives, such as a $1 billion allocation for border security in the state. The Biden administration issued a proclamation that stopped border wall construction on his first day of office. Abbott didn't address the ongoing conflict between himself and the Biden administration that escalated this week after federal officials threatened to sue Texas over Abbott's order to strip certain shelters for migrant children of their state licenses. This could force the shelters, which operate under contracts with the federal government, to move the children elsewhere. The 52 state-licensed shelters rough housely 8,600 children. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services attorney Paul Rodriguez asked Texas to clarify Abbott's order and said it could violate the U.S. Constitution's Supremacy Clause, which states that federal law overrides state laws. 2 weeks ago, Abbott deployed more than 1,000 Texas Department of Public Safety troopers and National Guard members to the border as part of Operation Lone Star, an initiative which is aimed at beefing up security at the border.
In the NHL playoffs, the Vegas Golden Knights on Thursday came back from a two-game deficit to beat the Colorado Avalanche 4-2. Next, VGK plays Montreal, with the winner of the series going to the Stanley Cup. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.